Norwich, it seems, presents good value for students compared to other universities. And a long-established ice cream business is looking for fans to create their own original flavours. But we start with the story of one little pig that didn't go to market.
A young pig found wandering loose on a busy city street had acute sunburn after not being properly cared for, a court heard. Delilah had to be fed milk around the clock after being picked up on Prince of Wales Road in Norwich's clubland, Norwich magistrates were told. The incident began when police were called after Thomas Murphy Hankin, aged 26, was being abusive on Prince of Wales Road. When they arrived, police found Murphy Hankin sitting in a doorway with a bottle of alcohol and the pig between his legs, with no restraint. This could only happen in Norwich. Anyway, on with the story. Andrew Nickerson, prosecuting, said while the defendant, who also had a dog with him, was being arrested, the pig was wandering round on the road and had to be sedated. Mr. Nickerson said the pig was checked over by a vet and found to be very young, possibly only a few days old. He said the vet found the pig had quite acute sunburn, was quite malnourished, and for the first 24 hours needed to be fed milk every hour. Murphy Hankin, of no fixed abode, appeared in court having admitted having a pig untethered on a public highway on August the 8th. He also admitted not taking reasonable steps to ensure the needs of the animal were met on the same date. Malcolm Plummer, for Murphy Hankin, who also admitted a public order offence on August the 8th, said his client, who regarded himself as a traveller, had been given the pig shortly before the incident by some other travellers. He said he had felt sorry for it and was looking after it, but has not been sufficiently trained in animal husbandry. Mr. Plummer said his client meant well, but just had no idea how to look after it. He said his client and the pig were parva sprayed during the incident, so it was more a case of peppered pig than pepper pig. Murphy Hankin also admitted being drunk and disorderly on August the 20th, disorderly behaviour on August the 22nd, and possession of cannabis on the same date. One wonders if there's anything which Murphy Hankin hasn't done in August. District Judge Paul Booty, who described the defendant as a nuisance, fined him £100 for having an untethered pig, £200 for allowing it to be neglected, and banned him from keeping a pig for 2 years. He was also fined £50 for being drunk and disorderly and £50 for possession of cannabis, and ordered to pay £50 costs and a £30 victim surcharge. And you have to wonder whether any of those fines will ever be paid.
Norwich is the second cheapest city for students, according to a list ranking the UK's 50 most affordable university towns. The list, based on research by Totally Money, considered the weekly rent of a university, the cost of a coffee, a pint of beer, a meal out, gym membership, a cinema ticket, a doner kebab, and a taxi fare home from the town centre. The UEA topped the list for the cheapest room rent, averaging at £54 per week. The next cheapest rent was in Bath, at £70 a week. A coffee in Norwich would set you back £2.48, a whopping £1.42 cheaper than in Buckingham. Those worried about student drinking may also be reassured to know Norwich is one of only 24 of the 50 cities on the list where a cappuccino is more affordable than a pint. Warwick worked out the cheapest student city overall, with the four most expensive all London universities.
Nearly 100 years ago, when a Norwich ice cream maker first set up shop, the choice of flavour was simple: vanilla or nothing. But now Lakenham Creamery is giving aficionados the chance to create their own flavour in a new competition to go alongside their 25 other weird and wonderful offerings, from raspberry and chocolate to more adventurous blends such as mascarpone and fig. The creamery has been running for 97 years, and now customers have the chance to have their imaginary creations made into real treats. Other flavours include apricot and brandy, and Mango Alphonse also features on their menu. Amber Haylock worked for the ice cream brand and said, "We've had a lot of people submitting things like pina colada and mojitos. They want alcohol in ice cream. I think it would taste lovely." Last year's winning combination was gooseberry and elderflower and went on to win 2 gold stars at the Great Taste Awards 2017. These are alongside established flavours such as salted peanut butter and French vanilla. This year's winner's flavour could find itself in front of some right royal tasters, as the creamery has been delivering their products to the Queen at Sandringham Estate for 15 years.